So Yaakov reaches the house of Lavan, or the area of Lavan, and he goes by the well, and he says, my brothers, when he sees the shepherds, three groups of shepherds, where are you from? And they said, we're from Haran, so that was encouraging to Yaakov. He said, do you know Lavan? Yeah, the son of Nachor, yeah, we know him. And they said, they said, we know him, and Rachel, his daughter, is the shepherdess, and she's coming now with the sheep. And so from here we see how wretchedly poor Lavan was. He had no one, he had nothing. His youngest daughter had to be running with the sheep. Shows you he didn't have sons, he didn't have servants, he didn't anything. And Yaakov also had nothing, because Esau had sent his grandson Eliphaz to kill Yaakov. And when he reached Yaakov, he said to Yaakov, my uncle, and he learned Torah with Yaakov, he learned Torah with Yitzhak, said, my father gave me a mitzvah to kill you, and that's, I'm obligated to do so, keep it off my aim. So Yaakov said, there's also halacha, lo sirtzach, you're not allowed to kill. So he said, how do I resolve this, Eliphaz said. So he says, so take my money, because it's halacha, ani chashiv kemeis, a poor person is like they're dead, so take my money and you have fulfilled your father's commandment. So he did. So Yaakov came with nothing, Rachel from her father had nothing, and oh, what did Yaakov have? He had tremendous strength, and with this strength he built up Lavan. We'll see after 20 years how prosperous Lavan became. From what Yaakov took, we see how much Lavan had as a result of Yaakov. So we see that how Rashi started out the Sedra, that a tzaddik brings blessing and splendor to a place. You see that this was true because Yaakov was able to come and make Lavan, who was a poor destitute nothing, into a very rich man. But again, we see this as a result of why? Because of Yaakov's devotion to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it shows you that while we may think we have nothing, when we come to situations, the fact of the matter is, as long as we have our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will strengthen us and strengthen all those around us. Just as Yaakov, when he left and he came to Haran, how he blessed everybody in Haran, so too with all of our actions as a result of our service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chanan.